With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts entitled, First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology, in which Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the importance of the plant-based diet in relation to the development of new technology to address climate change.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The documentary
yes.
for the Vegetarian Society
yes.
since 1995
yes.
and it's so complete. It's explained absolutely everything about okay. the devastation
okay,
of the
please,
planet.
Please.
I could see UK making a lot of changes.
Yes, yes, yes.
A lot of changes. Yes. For example, talking about the plastic bottles
yes.
and they show the millions of plastic bottles, but the millions and millions of plastic bottles and they were talking and the claim against the construction of another plant for Heathrow.
Mm-hmm.
So all the three mayors are going against it.
I know,
and they were interviewing people and they were saying, why do you use these plastic bottles? And they said, because it's convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they show in the camera
yeah.
the millions of bottles, it's just
flying
frozen.
Everywhere on the water, yeah.
And it never, the plastic, as you know, it yeah. never disappeared from the planet.
But nowadays they make degradable. It's better.
Okay.
Yeah, if they use that, it's okay. If not, just use a recyclable, you know? At home we use filter water. We put it in a plastic bottle, the old one, you know, that we have used before. Because if you put it outside, it's not recyclable, so I use them. I keep them to put water in, you know, sometimes filter water, sometimes not, to carry around to water the plant or wash the dogs. But they're not mineral water when I'm cooking. It's filter water. It's in the mineral water bottle, but it's not. Because we use those attached to the faucet. They're small, about your wrist size like this. You attach it to the faucet. Very easy, you can do it. Into the pipe, water pipe, and then the filter water come out. And also, you can buy those filter bottle with something in it already. You just pour water on it and then water drop down, it's all clean. No need to buy mineral water, actually. Okay? Mm-hmm. Wow, my God. Okay, we have to think about it. Suppose nobody does anything and the planet kaput, what will you do? Any idea? Huh? You know, so see how many times to act before? Before I don't have. Now, if you look everywhere, they are doing something, you know, for environmental. Yeah, I hope they do it all and quick enough. I hope the government really put their thumb into it. That's all I hope for. And the media, you know, every day. And just ban this, ban that, and just no meat anymore, and then we are saved. Truly, very simple. Just use meatless diet, yeah? Animalist diet. sustainable energy, limitless sun or wave, yeah, power. And plant trees. We buy plant a couple of trees only, not a lot. And the government, instead of put money into war, they just use the money to pay people to plant trees where the desert, where the dry climate, you know, where it's already damaged, to revive the atmosphere. Yeah? Very simple. Yes. We'd be happy to also go out and plant trees free of charge in our labor in any time we can, if the government really behind every of this program. Yeah? We'd also be happy to go out and cook vegetarian, you know, show everybody in all of our house, we invite people come to our house and show them how to cook vegetarian. Yeah? After a few weeks, they know how. Yeah? Okay? And you can do that first, okay? All right. But what I mean is, if the government really behind it and the media behind it, they just have to put down that piece of meat, even if that is a sacrifice, it's just really worth it. It's really the most noble thing they could do in their whole life. You know what I mean? Just put down that piece of meat and replace it with the, you know, veggie meat. Yeah, we have so much food to eat, not that we don't have choice. Why don't they just try it, no? Okay, from now, each of you should be a teacher, understand me? Anywhere you go, anybody you meet, you talk about it. You invite them to your house. Show them vegetarian cooking. Okay? Show it on hand. Otherwise, if they just see on TV, it may be different. Okay? Use your personal energy, love, yeah, to show them. Okay? We just spread out. We do what we can. Use your time for saving the planet. Okay? Show them how to cook vegetarian food. Capisto? Every house I want to turn into a restaurant, a veggie restaurant. Show them what you eat. Yeah? If they don't know what vegetarian is, they don't know how to do it. Truly, they don't know. Even if some people know that vegetarian is good, they don't know how. They even ask on the internet, how did you do it? You see? Truly, some people never heard of it before. They never think about it. So we do that, okay? All of you in the world, teach them how. Every day, every time you can, all right? Invite them at random, show them how. Invite them as a guest, unconditional, show them how. Yeah? Anybody who smiles at you, you talk to them. Yeah. Invite them for coffee and then invite them to your home. Oh, I live nearby. I didn't know such a lovely neighbor exists. Wow, what an honor. Let's go to my house, have a cup of coffee, and then from then on, okay? Start it. Understand me? I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Do something. Okay, huh? Were you out there? I do it on Supreme Master Television and cook for my dogs. I talk to whomever I can also, yeah? Okay? But I'm also very busy. Yeah, for the planet stuff. Okay. Do that, okay? Mm-hmm. Restaurant owner, restaurant owner. restaurator. Learn to cook well and learn to show it, okay? With your smile, stone will melt. And with your food, the heart will melt. Eh? It won't lose nothing, you know what I mean? Vegetarian is very cheap. You can always afford to invite some, okay? And it's a good investment, you know? It saves the planet. It's worth it, okay? You try what you can, okay? Through Supreme Master Television, through flyers, through books, through internet. Influence a lot, but still, you know, habit die hard. You know, just tell them change the habit. That's it. You know, invite whoever you can. Show the vegetarian diet. Make them feel welcome, and you know, it's like everything else. Put candle and all that. You know, how much does it cost? Well, not so much. Doesn't have to be a lot. Okay, make it festive and welcome and homey. Okay, make the food taste good. And then they come back for more. And then you show them how to do it. Okay, huh? Because truly, they don't know. I'm telling you the truth, huh? Not many people know how to cook vegetarian. Just to think vegetarian, I think just to eat beans. You know, green beans, string beans. And then they worry they become like string, you know? And truly, many would advise you, oh, vegetarian, can you live on that? You know, is it nutritious enough, they won't ask you like that. Because they don't know, truly, no? We are not researched into that, they're not used to it. I hope I live to see the day that the government really ban meat, because it's also poisonous to people. Not to talk about, okay, methane gas, you know, or waste gas, or depleting energy, or water, or medicine, nothing yet. Yeah, it's poisonous. Meat make everybody sick, yeah? Meat is poisonous, everybody knows that. Leader of the people, supposed to be leader, you have to help and protect people, no? Suppose you know something poisonous to your children, will you deliberately give it to them? Huh? To kill them? No. No, right? So now all the evidence points out that meat is also poisonous. Alcohol is bad. Just ban them outright. There's no more discussion. Poisonous things, you don't give it to your people. You don't allow it to be near your people, right? And even children have access to alcohol. Not to talk about meat.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States, up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
That's why I said, just leave the meat alone and we have everything else. Even oil is fine. Even oil, if we have it, we can use it until we have something better for our planet. But if we stop the animal raising, stop animal products, then we cut a big percentage, 80% of pollution to our planet, and stop 80% of global warming. So we can continue to have oil and cars. I know people will be surprised hearing me saying this. But no, it is true like that, because we have not invented enough instrument for transportation and other uses. So we may continue to use the oil if we have it. Of course, the better if we don't use, but at the moment, we must use it. And if we just leave all the meat animal production alone, then we can use anything. So what I say is, stop the meat production, which will bring great benefit to the environment of your country. Since Mexico is also involved in the livestock industry, there is also sustainable resource development as an alternative to oil as well, if we have it quick enough. You see, your country already has begun this with a large wind energy project.
near the city of La Ventosas, which I understand mean the windy. Huh? Sustainable energy in general is also showing itself to be very profitable and job producing to people. So there can be both economic and environmental benefit from developing sustainable energy, and the earth will be protected. But animals industry is the number one enemy of our survival.
Дорд оролцсон ордынх баяртай байна. Тэгээ би танаас нэг асуулт асууя гэж бодсон юм аа. Хөгжиж байгаа орнууд эрчим хүчний их өрсөрийг нүүрснээс гаргаж байна. Үүнээс маш их хэмжээний хүлэмжийн ялгарч байна. Цаашид энэ хэмжээ улам их нэмэгдэх төлөвтэй байна. Иймээс дэлхийн дулаарлыг багасгах өөр ямар арга зам байж болох вэ? Энийг л асуух гэсэн.
Yes, Professor. In the news recently, there are many developing countries which are making use of green technologies such as solar energy, which is clean and sustainable. And they're also trying to minimize the use of coal. We know from scientists, great scientists such as Dr. James Hansen of NASA, that much of the carbon dioxide emitted from coal burning stays in the air for more than thousands of years. So another harmful element of coal burning is black carbon, or soot, that contains up to 40 different cancer-causing chemicals. That would also cause lung and heart diseases. Also, the byproducts of coal plants are highly toxic and can damage the health of people and animals alike. So every country should help each other to develop more sustainable energy for our shared planet, as well as to protect the health of the people and the animals. We just cannot burn away or use up all our precious natural resources, and in the process harm our environment. We must adopt sustainable, green, frugal lifestyles, which will support all life on the planet. Again, since you asked, the first step is to end the killing of animals for food. Even Dr. James Hansen highlighted this fact as he said that being veg is the most effective means for anyone to save the planet. Without any ado, without any documents, without any trouble.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
We appreciate your happy company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May you be guided by wisdom and kindness in your everyday life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD